I understand that you did a survey. So could we, if you don't mind, start with some of the results of this recent survey?
Yes. So Edward Jones conducted a survey with Engines Online Caravan Omnibus, about 2,000 adults, 18 years and older, half men, half women. And what they asked was, what are your emotions that you have in financial situations, balancing short-term, long-term goals? How do you feel about money? And what they've found is that 81% feel that they are in control of their financial situation, but 92% find that there's room for improvement for their financial health. So money can create a mix of emotions. It can make you happy, but it can also make you feel overwhelmed or anxious. And that is our goal, is to deliver goal-based advice, find and understand clients and their relationship with money.
One of my favorite questions in this survey was, because I think everyone likes to imagine this, imagine if you suddenly came into possession of $1,000 extra. What would you do with that money? What was the most common response to that question?
That's a great question, Trevor. 72% of the respondents said they would allocate that $1,000 towards short-term goals or something that can be accomplished in less than 5 years. Yet only one person responded that they would allocate those monies towards retirement, which is a top priority.
Okay, so do you think people have a chronic problem of thinking short-term too often? And I think it really ties into the importance of long-term happiness, because in the long term, if we aren't saving, we might feel okay now, but then we're going to eventually wake up.
You're exactly right. Yes, people do need to think long term. I think our nature is to be short-term gratification, but in reality, retirement is today our responsibility to save. And I began my career in 1983. 80% of my clients at that time had a company pension plan. Today, only 20% of my clients have a pension associated with work. So it really, although buying a new car or going shopping or on a trip is great, we also need to balance the need to make sure that we can retire on our own terms, at our own timing, having that work optional retirement plan. And with that, it means that it's up to us to do that monthly saving towards retirement, towards those long-term goals.
Now, I have to say, I was a little surprised, pleasantly surprised, that so many people say they do have some savings, some emergency savings. And I was kind of surprised that at least in a couple of these categories, millennials are seeming to be ahead of their parents' generation on things like that.
Yeah, Trevor, I think that the younger generation, millennials, are doing a better job saving. I think they have seen their parents possibly with the latest recession not be able to retire on their own terms. And because of that, they are taking control and making sure that they can plan for a better future.
So, yeah, I see here, 48% of millennials consider themselves to be savers rather than spenders. 75% of them reported having emergency savings. But there was one issue here. It's great to save, but there's a certain amount that is recommended. So could you go over how big should our emergency savings be?
In reality, it's best if you can have 6 months of savings to cover any kind of emergency situation. So for short-term goals, we recommend 6 months worth of income is put away for short-term needs. But the big question for that long-term is truly if you can save up to 10% of your earnings through a qualified retirement plan, 401k at work, personal savings that's dedicated to long-term retirement, that would be optimal.
Okay, and when we're talking about an emergency fund, is that separate from, I'm guessing it's separate from a retirement plan, because retirement plans, the whole point is you can't access them until a long time from now, right? So emergency has to be separate.
Yes. Yes, emergency funds are completely separate from retirement plans. Emergency funds are monies that at your financial institutions should be in those go-to accounts. You're giving up a little bit of return long-term on your money, but the purpose of those funds are for that, for emergency situations that you can get to, and you're not going to derail and take from your long-term retirement savings account.
So when we're talking about relationship with money, I have to confess that there have been a couple times that I have tried to build up an emergency fund, and I end up finding very worthy uses of that money that I would not categorize as frivolous, but they're not quite emergencies either. So I think no matter what our great intentions, it's when we have a lot of money, it just kind of burns a hole in our pocket. And I'm wondering if you have any recommendations for changing that.
Yes, it's really important for those to get a disciplined behavior of setting monies aside, whether through your 401k plan, having monies automatically deducted going towards a retirement investment account through your company, or doing systematic investments into an investment account. You can take money automatically from your savings account on a certain day of each month and have it just have that discipline of putting monies away regularly. And you may not miss out. You can still afford yourself the opportunity to reward yourself and enjoy life. But at the same time, you're maintaining that discipline of monthly regular investing on an automatic basis.
Well, thank you so much. Those are all the questions I had. Is there anything else you would like to mention here at the end of the interview?
The only thing I would mention is a fact that is kind of interesting, that if a 30-year-old begins a $6,000 a year long-term investment IRA account that assumes a 7% rate of return, at age 65, they will have accumulated $986,000 towards their retirement. If they wait just 3 years, that cost of waiting, the exact same amount, $6,000 a year at 7%, they will have only accumulated $793,000, which is a difference of $193,000 just waiting those extra 3 years.
That is crazy. That's a really interesting.
That's a pretty compelling reason to get started, not wait.
Well, now that you put it that way.
And so I hope
I think you've made a good case.
Help you.
Wow, that's fascinating. That's that's the part of math that is not intuitive, that we just don't plainly see. You have to kind of show people the numbers there. But I think
exactly.
Once you see it that way, that might be great motivation to actually save. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Absolutely, Trevor. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too.